Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Wilkerson, who is the Director of Sustainability at Shaw Industries for their residential division. David, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Good to be with you today.
Thanks for having me. Actually, I wanted to talk to you guys. You're in the news, and the news that you're in today is more around the industry than it is around Shaw. This Friday, the Department of Commerce is coming down to Dalton, and you guys are hosting a meeting of, I'd say, key industry flooring people in the U.S. Department of Commerce for their SMART tour. Tell me a little bit of details around that.
Sure, Kemp. SMART, which is an acronym standing for Sustainable Manufacturing American Regional Tours, is a program that was put together by the Department of Commerce. This will be their eighth tour that they've held across the country, but it is to introduce industries that are really involved with sustainability to a broader spectrum of people who would be potential stakeholders, the media, and industry observers.
When you talk about the government, there's these face opportunities or PR opportunities, and sometimes there's these situations where, and I think this is probably where this is, where the Commerce Department is actually coming down to learn more about the flooring industry, and more specifically the carpet industry, which has the issue around what happens to it and its after use. So this is kind of a fact-finding and networking type of meeting. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, that is exactly right, Kemp. It's really designed to enhance awareness of the benefits associated with sustainable manufacturing practices. And this, of course, will be specific to the carpet industry.
So you have the Department of Commerce on the government side. Who's going to be there on the industry side?
Well, of course, Shaw is hosting the event, and we will also have representatives from Mohawk and Beaulieu that will participate in the program. J&J is also part of the presentation.
And there's going to be, other than a meeting in your theater in your tall Plant 72, there's also going to be a tour involved. Is that right?
That's right. We'll have different facilities that we tour, and that will be in the afternoon. The presentations will be in the morning.
This is not open to the public. If other people want to come, they can contact Susan Rich, but with it being tomorrow, you're almost at capacity, aren't you?
Yeah, we have seating capacity in our theater of about 100, and we're expecting between 80 and 90 people based on the RSVPs.
And I see that the Carpet and Rug Institute's also involved with this. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. They were involved, in fact, will be directly involved in a panel discussion that we have after the formal part of the presentations before we leave for the tours. In fact, Warner Braun is going to be leading that panel discussion.
And what do you hope to achieve by having the Commerce Department down here?
Well, our biggest hope is that we can familiarize them with the commitment that Shaw has made and that other companies in the carpet industry have made to sustainability. We're going to preview some of the specific initiatives that we have led. We're going to talk about just the overall scope of our sustainability commitment. And I know Mohawk, Beaulieu, and J&J will do likewise.
Well, and I got to admit, I mean, if they're down here specifically looking at the carpet industry, you are the world's leading producer of carpet, so it's very fitting that you guys host this meeting. The tour that you take in the afternoon at this event, tell us a little bit about where you're going to take them and some of the things you're going to show them.
Okay, Kemp, one of the things that we're going to do is take them to our waste-to-energy plant here in Dalton. They're going to also tour the Styron latex facility, and we're also going to go by our new Re2E alternative energy plant that is just about ready to start up. It'll be more of a drive-by than an actual tour since the facility is not operating yet, but we do intend to open that facility sometime next month, and it will be the industry's first true alternative energy plant that uses primarily post-consumer carpet as a fuel.
So the first waste energy plant that you have, the one that powers, I guess, Plant 81.
Yes, that is we call that a waste energy plant, and that is a gasification process. We take basically wood flour from our milling operations in Ringgold and in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, at our wood manufacturing operations and laminate plants, and we combine that with carpet waste, basically selvage edge from our carpet manufacturing operations. The two ingredients are combined, converted into basically a mix that goes through a gasification process. They heat it up to a point where it smolders and creates a gas, and that gas is used as a fuel that that basically fuels the boiler for that plant that generates about 50,000 pounds of steam per hour. That has been operating for about 5 years. This new plant, RE2E, which we'll also visit, is a facility that uses some different technology, but again, it'll process about 85 million pounds of primarily post-consumer carpet a year. And it will be largely polyester and polypropylene carpets that will be diverted to that facility. We have recycling options for type 6 nylon, and we're working on some things with type 6 that would allow us to use those in that process as opposed to RE2E.
And you position these alternative energy plants near these large manufacturing operations that you have. A minute ago you said Plant 81. That plant operates night and day, and it produces residential carpet. This other plant that you're just getting ready to open, what plant will it power?
Well, it'll power Plant 80, which is also a residential plant. And it's across the street from our largest carpet plant, which is Plant 4. And there's a longer-term plan to ultimately expand that facility so it can generate steam energy and co-generate electricity for both plants.
The very fact that you and I are talking today is interesting. This might have been an interview with Rick Ramirez, but he just recently has left Shaw. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we certainly wish Rick all the best. He was a great leader at Shaw. He initiated so many of our sustainability efforts, and we're going to miss him. He was with us for 3 years and was truly visionary from the standpoint of helping us get on the path that we're on for sustainability. But Rick has left the industry. He's taken a position with another company. We wish him all the best, and I will certainly miss him.
Okay, David, well, I appreciate you giving us a rundown on this smart tour. Congratulations on being able to host this tour tomorrow. So we've been talking to David Wilkerson, who is the Director of Sustainability for Shaw Industries on the residential side, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.